Welcome to the Goal Lines Podcast, your Mid-Missouri football guide. If you don't already subscribe, find us on Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's installment of the News Tribune Football Podcast featuring the Jefferson City Jays. I'm your host, Tony Hawley, sitting here with Anderson Kimball of the News Tribune, and before he and I start to discuss things this week, let's listen to a little bit of his conversation with Jays head coach Damon Wells.
Just kind of start looking back. I mean, I know you guys are looking forward to next week, but how kind of was that moment of kind of just being able to win that first playoff game and getting past that first round for you guys last week?
I believe that what we do in large part is based upon trying to provide the greatest number and the greatest quality of experiences for our kids. And that was a great experience for our kids.
Yeah. And now I'm just kind of looking forward to next week. I know Hannibal has kind of been one of the more talented teams in the state this year. I guess what kind of challenges are they going to pose kind of in your kind of second time playing them now?
All kinds of challenges, but I've been fortunate to be in the postseason for a long time, and at this juncture, everybody's good. Mm-hmm. So, you know, even if it wasn't Hannibal, it was going to be somebody else that was high quality. If you're still playing at this time of year, you're probably going to play somebody that's pretty tough. So going right along with that nameless, faceless opponent mantra that doesn't particularly matter who it is, we're going to work like crazy. We use the phrase seven more days, and the reason we wanted to be successful last week is we wanted to have seven more days together, and it's the same this week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, that was Jays head coach Damon Wells, and before we get started, I'd like to just take a moment to thank some of our Goal Line sponsors throughout this season. They include Capital Region Sports Medicine, Warehouse Tire and Muffler, Jefferson Asphalt, Jefferson Bank, and Scruggs Lumber. Well, Anderson, I think, you know, we kind of had a feeling that Class 4 District 5 was going to end up with, you know, a Hannibal Jays rematch from the regular season. We've gotten that, and we've gotten it with, a couple of commanding performances last week, and we'll kind of break them both down in a moment, but basically, the Jays get there by winning their semi 61-19 against Kirksville, and Hannibal, you know, gets there with a 76-6 win against Warrenton. So, commanding performances on both sides. Let's start with the Jays. Up 40-7 at the half, and really not much of a game from the very beginning. So, I guess that's probably what the Jays wanted, was just come out, start fast, score fast, and just take care of business. And it certainly panned out that way.
Yeah, I mean, they really kind of dominated from the jump. I mean, Kirksville's first snap was a fumble, and then they had an interception on their fourth play on offense. And so,
not a great start.
Yeah, and so Jeff City had three touchdowns in the first, 5-6 minutes.
Right.
And, you know, after that, I mean, the game was pretty much over.
Yeah.
And so they really just, they kind of coasted the rest of the way from there and didn't have a whole lot of problems. So it was all you could have asked for them. They were able to get Berenson back on defense, and they were able to kind of slowly, honestly, give guys, just a good kind of week of game work after the bye week to just kind of ease themselves in and get them ready for this week.
Yeah, we've talked about it almost ad infinitum this year, but what we're going to talk about it again. This is a Jays team that, you know, we maybe went in the season going, okay, not sure how much, you know, they're going to be able to score this year, and they have just been gangbusters on being able to score this year. And this is, you know, yet another, I mean, this one was north of 60, but this is, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, I mean, you know, four games 50 or above, and then there's another one at 49, another one 42. So this is an offense that definitely found its footing as the season has gone on, and I think that's what's going to make this thing interesting against Hannibal from that standpoint, but we'll get to that in a minute. But just, this is just the most recent in a trend of, you know, games where the Jays have proven that they can score when the offense is clicking.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the wing tee is really kind of, after the first, I guess, 2 weeks, it's really kind of been the only direction's been just going up, and it's been kind of getting exponentially better as the season's gone on. And, you know, it's just really been rolling, especially in the second half of the season behind, I mean, David Bethune and Pendleton, who, I mean, if they win on, or if they win against Hannibal, you know, it'll probably be because Pendleton and Bethune both had really good days again, and it'll probably mean Pendleton breaks the Jays single-season rushing touchdown record, which, I mean, coming into the season, you wouldn't have even guessed that.
Right.
He wasn't even a starter, but,
right.
I mean, yeah, they've really had just their whole rushing attack and their offensive line have all just kind of come come along a lot quicker, I think, than people expected.
And it also bears repeating that, you know, this was not a team that had a ton of time with Coach Wells to get kind of get adjusted to things. And really, it's not like we're in year four or five or six of this thing. They're still kind of getting used to him. You know, this is something where you go, my goodness, if they can have this much improvement in one season, then, you know, you would hate to see how good they might be if they'd been able to kind of, you know, hit the ground running and all the kind of off-season stuff that they would have been able to do. But again, let's just take where we've been given here and just enjoy the fact that it has been so good. But yeah, it's just kind of amazing just to see the maturation of the offenses as the season's gone on.
Yeah, and especially considering the fact that they return their whole offensive line next year. I mean, that's got to be the most exciting thing to really look at if you're a Jays fan. I mean, sure, you lose Pendleton, Bethune, who are both two, I mean, really, really great players.
Sure.
And have been really productive for them in terms of running the ball, but I mean, you have that offensive line, that kind of infrastructure in place, that'll make that transition to maybe leaning on Zane Wings or Jacob Wilson or new players a lot easier next year.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's worth noting, too, that the defense only gave up 19 points, you know, and that's what you want to see at this point. I mean, you're gonna have to win games in multiple facets of the game, so that's nice that they were able to get a good defensive performance as well.
Yeah, especially because a lot of those points were kind of given up late after the game was kind of already over. And
sure.
They really, I mean, besides, I mean, they gave up four or five big plays, and that was really it for Kirksville the whole night. And those are just kind of lapses, especially late in the game where, you know, you're up 50 points, you're just like, wow. And, you know, I think there are some things that you kind of want to get that corrected against Hannibal, because they're a team that will take advantage of lapses like that.
Sure.
And, I mean, that's kind of what they did to pull away in their Week 2 game. But, I mean, yeah, it's the defensive improvement's been pretty significant the last couple weeks, especially to end the season. And their last regular season game and this game, too. So that'll be something to look out for, too, next week.
So speaking of Hannibal, my goodness, 76-6 bears repeating. You know, is that a matter of, is that just how good Hannibal is? Is that maybe how bad Warrenton was? Is it a combination of both? Either way, that's a district semifinal that's just, you know, a 70-point victory. And you don't see a lot of those in district semifinals.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a little bit of both, but especially Hannibal. I mean, if you go back to that Week 2 game, I mean, that's the fewest amount of points Hannibal scored all year in 40.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
right.
they put up points on everybody.
Right.
So it's not, it doesn't matter who you are. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, I think it's, if you're looking at it from a Jays perspective, I mean, you're going to give up points. It's just having your offense being able to eat the clock and stick with it.
Right.
Kind of give yourself a chance late in the game to maybe get a turnover and kind of swing the game and get a late score. I mean, it's going to be a high-scoring game. It's just a matter of whether the Jays are able to keep up and have themselves be high-scoring, too.
You know, I know if you're any kind of competitor, you know, you always want a second chance at somebody who's beaten you. You want to see. And again, I think this is probably one of those instances where it's a little bit different than if you had maybe played somebody in week 7 and they have to turn around and play them, you know, 4 or 5 weeks later. This is a long bunch of separation between those games. And again, it was a 40-13 win for Hannibal, and, you know, way back when. But there's been a huge bunch of change for this Jays team since then. It is kind of going to be interesting to me to just see, okay, how much of that makes a difference. I mean, is it going to be Hannibal was clearly better the first time and they're still better, or is it going to be you've closed the gap and now this is going to be one of those games where you got a puncher's chance? So I guess the interesting thing about this is, to me, is there's a lot of games where you can look at rematches and go, I'm not sold on it. I think it's going to be the same result. I think this one's interesting enough that I think that there's going to be a fair amount of people that are going to be paying attention to this one. There's going to be a lot of people that might travel up to Hannibal for this Friday night game just because it's something where you just go, hey, I think things might be a little bit different this time around. So I guess the big question for you is, how much do you feel like the Jays are in a better position to deal with Hannibal this time around?
Yeah, I think they've just been, I mean, even if you look at their CMAC games over the course of that season, they've really just improved a lot. And I mean, I think that kind of just shows how much of a different team they were in week two, especially, I think defensively is where the most improvements happened. I mean, they went to a team that was kind of, you know, the first couple weeks of conference play, they were kind of bleeding points, and they were able to really buckle down on that midseason and kind of turn things around. And, I mean, the last couple weeks, they've been pretty stout, and they've been able to create some turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're able to kind of force some mistakes from Hannibal, I think that'll be kind of the biggest key for them. While, I mean, yeah, offensively it's been, I mean, as we've kind of talked about earlier, it's been kind of night and day, especially with that offensive line being able to move in space and kind of use pulling players and kind of create things in that wing tee. And so Yeah, I mean, this will be a big test run just to see how far they've come from the end of the season to now.
And I think sometimes when you have games like this, not that I think it's not like Hannibal has a reputation as an unbelievably tough place to play or anything. But you do also have the benefit this time of, yes, you're going on the road for a district final. That's tough. But you also played at Hannibal early in the season, so you know what this trip entails. You know where you're going. You have a level of familiarity with the field. It's not like you haven't played there in a couple seasons or you've never played there. You've got an idea of what the trip's like. You got an idea of, you know, how you should do things. Even if from a coaching standpoint, you may want to alter things up a little bit. You know how things worked out last time, whether or not that was good or bad or indifferent. You kind of know what you're going into. So it's kind of just nice that they have a level of familiarity just with the fact of, you know, and not only just on a team-to-team standpoint, but just on the whole, all the other stuff that goes around it. So, you know, it's not like one of those things where you just go, oh, this is, you know, it's going to be tough going on the road. Well, they know exactly what that entails because they've already done it once this season.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I think, yeah, I mean, they're also just a different team. They have some different players emerging, too. I mean, they have, I mean, I think they're just overall in a better spot. They're more comfortable with the coaching staff, too, and I think everybody's just more comfortable with each other and has, not necessarily more, I think that the team has kind of had a buy-in the whole time, but now they just kind of have a better sense of the plan and what they kind of want to accomplish each week, as well as just having more experience with kind of the technique and just, I mean, just kind of what's expected and kind of the culture that Wells kind of wanted still. And so I think that'll kind of help them in that kind of sense too.
You mentioned it earlier, nobody's been able to slow down this Hannibal team this year. So how do they slow down this Hannibal team this year? How do they do that on Friday night and hopefully come away with a victory?
Biggest thing is keep the ball when they can. I mean, they had a lot. They had 30 first downs against Kirksville. I mean, you're not going to get 30 first downs against a better team this week. But, you know, being able to have some slow methodical drives to kind of kill the clock is honestly going to be their best weapon. I mean, the more you can keep the Hannibal offense off the field is going to be the better for them. And so that's one of the things you're going to want to accomplish. The second thing is, I mean, they've been able to get turnovers. I mean, that's what you kind of want, and they've improved tackling in space. So those are kind of the two things, too, because you're going to give up chunk plays against Hannibal. It's just, can you keep those gains to those long Aeneas Williams runs to maybe 20 yards instead of a 60-yard score? You know, it's going to be, because if you can, because in the first half against Hannibal, they gave up 14 points. They were able to kind of stop some of those chunk plays and make them get into the red zone where they made some mistakes. You know, they had a turnover on down, so they had a couple fumbles, and, you know, I mean, the Hannibal offense is mistake-prone, but a lot of times they can make up for that with just making a bunch of big plays.
Sure.
So if you're able to limit those big plays as much as you can and keep them from getting those long scores, then that's going to go a long way. It's really just going to be mitigating the damage because nobody's going to shut down this offense.
Right.
I mean, they've just been too good this year.
You know, I don't think we've talked about it much this year, but, you know, this has, to me, more of a feel of a shootout-type game. But let's say it becomes kind of a one-score game, and it's going to become a special teams thing. We really haven't talked about much with special teams with the Jays this year, so how do you feel about, like, if it is a thing where they have to, you know, they have to come up with a big punt, or they have to come up with a big punt return, or they have to kick a field goal? How do you feel like special teams, how do you feel like that's been for the Jays this year, and how do you feel like if it comes down to something where special teams does make an impact in this game, how well-equipped do you think they are to do something like that?
Yeah, I mean, generally on special teams, they've been pretty good. Last week, they had a couple of botched extra point attempts, which was the first time that's really happened consistently all season. And so, I mean, Wells said that was kind of an area they wanted to kind of just hone in on and just focus and improve, because, I mean, you know, that is something that could.
Sure.
It's a one-score game that's really going to come into play, especially extra point attempts. But, I mean, Jacob Wilson's their kicker. He's hit from over 40 yards this year, so if they need a field goal late, he's someone who will have some range to give them a chance.
Yeah.
And then Brooks was an all-conference punter, so, I mean, he's a guy who can – he's had multiple punts over 40 yards, so I think they've been pretty good in terms of kicking in that area.
Okay.
They've had some they have – Parker Grohl's been kind of hit or miss with some kickoffs. He's had – sometimes where he's trying to place some, they kind of go out of bounds, but he's been able to get some touchbacks too, so – you know, I mean, it kind of just depends on the day for him. He's a former soccer player who's kind of converted, so it's been kind of a process getting him ready. But he's done some good things there. In terms of the return game, I mean, Bethune's had some kickoff returns, but on punt returns, they haven't had a whole lot. A lot of times, they'll just kind of try to kill it or just focus on catching. I mean, Pendleton's their punt return. He's had a couple returns of maybe a dozen or so yards, but he's not going to really be a run hitter in that sense.
Okay.
But, yeah, I mean, they've overall, I mean, they haven't really given away a whole lot on special teams. So I mean, they're not going to lose the game on special teams, but, I mean, I think they'll have a chance to do a couple good things. They've been generally solid in that area.
I think you mentioned earlier that they, you know, they are getting healthier, and, I mean, that's you know, is there anything going into this game that's a cause for concern in terms of player availability or anything like that from that standpoint for the Jays?
Not really. I mean, talking to Wells this week, I mean, they've been happy to have Berenson back and playing. Now they have a good amount of depth at the linebacker position with, I mean, you've got Jacob Wilson, Cohen Davis, Ethan Garnett, and then Berenson and Seth Brooks, too. I mean, there's a lot of guys you can play those kind of outside or inside positions. I mean, you're going to have Garnett and then Berenson play mostly inside, but, I mean, it can kind of switch around. So now, just with him, it just gives the defense a little more depth. And, I mean, another positive of having that blowout win last week was that you could kind of make sure everybody stayed healthy and
sure.
get ready for next week.
Absolutely. All right, I guess that gets us to the prediction point of the podcast. And do we see a different result this time around, or how do you see this one playing out on Friday night?
I don't really see a different end result. I think Hannibal's just been, I mean, they haven't had any problem against any team they've played.
Right.
Battle is the only team that's kept that's lost to Hannibal by less than 20 points. So I don't really see a whole lot in terms of the end result changing. I do think you'll kind of be able to see some offensive improvement, and I think that there's never any moral victories in the playoffs, but if you're a Jays fan, I think you'll kind of see, I guess, kind of a step forward to where it's not a game that's over early in the second half.
Okay.
Or that you get a couple late touchdowns, like, oh, I guess that's nice. But I think it'll be a competitive game. So I think Hannibal's going to win 45-31.
All right. That should do it for this week. For Anderson Kimball, I'm Tony Hawley saying thanks for listening.
For more information about this week's games, pick up a copy of the Goal Line section in Friday's News Tribune, and get game updates and more prep sports content all week by following NT Sports on Twitter. Thanks for listening.